So, George, a question from Dr. Huffman. Is the action of bevacizumab the same in all tumors and in all sites? And this gets into oncologists taking care of different tumors. If not, why not? If yes, why are we not using the same dose in the treatment of all tumors? Is there a dose response curve with Bev?
We don't know the answer to most of those questions, but is it the same in all tumors? The answer to that is pretty clearly no. And the classic example of that, of course, is renal cell carcinoma, where one has the von Hippel-Lindau mechanism in renal cell carcinoma that actually drives the cancer to a significant degree.
Also, I wonder, you know, we have a series on ovary now, and there's an interesting single agent response rate. Is that a way to sort of maybe judge what's going on in these tumors, whether there are single agent response rates?
Well, perhaps one of the big arguments in the angiogenesis field is, should we always be giving these agents with chemotherapeutics? And of course, we have both renal cell carcinoma and hepatoma now as examples where one gets significant benefit with a variety of anti-angiogenic or anti-VEGF agents without combining it with chemotherapeutic agents. In breast cancer, of course, our two positive trials are both with chemotherapeutics. We did see single agent activity with bevacizumab, but not at a particularly high rate in the initial phase 2 trial.